You know, you don't think about that word often when you're talking about, but being able to trust everybody around you, what does that mean?
That's huge as far as, you know, guys taking care of their job. Sometimes when you're out there, you think, you know, I got to make every play, or I got to jump out of my gap or leave my responsibility and go do this, and that's going to hurt the guy next to you. So you have to have trust in one another that you're all going to do your part and be there taking care of your job.
What's the defensive line done to set that stage for you guys? Because the pressure they put on seems like, you know, one thing falls into the other.
No question. You know, that makes it so much easier on us on the back end, just speaking from my position, when those guys, you're getting a lot of pressure with just four guys rushing, and they're you know, not only in the pass game, but in the run game too, you know, taking up two blocks, letting linebackers run, safeties run. It's huge.
Do you enjoy the chess match part of it where, you know, as they show us on TV, they don't know who's coming and who's not? Do you enjoy that part of the game?
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn more and more about it. You know, always talking to Zim and the coaches as far as, you know, how offenses think and stuff like that. So it's still a lot of learning to do, but it's definitely fun.
Is it fun to study other offenses and coordinators and try to figure that out during the week?
Yes, yeah, you know, that's part of it. Everybody's built different. Every team's built different as far as how they do things, and just try to match it as well as you can.
Here comes Eli Manning. You saw him last year. What can you tell us?
You know, he's obviously one of the greats playing the game. You know, two-time Super Bowl winner. So we've got our hands full. They've also got a bunch of very, very good receivers that pop out on film. So definitely a lot to do this week. And anytime you play against a quarterback like this, it just challenges you.
You know, Odell Beckham's back last year. I don't think he played against you.
Right. Absolutely. You know, he's one of the best receivers in the game. You know, tremendous player. So like I said, got our hands full.
How do you handle Beckham and some of his away from the ball things that he's done? He got fined again, and then he had some things with Josh Norman. Yeah, I guess you could see some of that going on with Xavier potentially.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that's really our style. Our style is just to do our job. You know, try not to get penalties and things like that. But you know, I have a lot of respect for how he plays the game. Plays with a lot of passion, and so we just try to just kind of do our job, I guess.
What can you carry over from slowing down Kelvin Benjamin to Beckham? Two very different players, right?
Yeah, you know, they're both very good players, but different. They're definitely different players. You know, I haven't watched enough film yet to really, you know, make a strong statement in that area. But like I said, you know, it's not only Beckham. There's a lot of good guys on the team. Cruz is back, making a lot of plays. Sterling in the slot, so. Got a lot to do.
When you have eight sacks, the coverage has to be pretty decent downfield too. What do you feel like is working well in the secondary right now?
You know, as easy as it sounds, you just try to get on your man, and you know, the guys up front are they make it easier on us when they, you know, when you get, you know, guys getting to the quarterback as fast as they have. It just makes our job a little bit easier, and we try to play off one another as far as like rushing coverage goes.
Zimmer was talking about the progression of the defense over these 3 years and how he'll, maybe there's a play you guys didn't really practice during the week, wasn't part of the game plan, but he can still come to you and say, what do you guys think about this, you know, and tell them whether you're comfortable not running it. Like, you just feel like you guys know it that much better than you know.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, kind of a blanket statement across the defense, but you know, I mean, we still make mistakes and still have a lot of things to tighten up. But you know, that there is that level of trust. You know, a lot of guys having a better understanding of the defense and how we adjust to certain things. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice luxury to have, and all those guys are making plays and making huge plays in the game. So there's, you know, I just think there's good chemistry across the board on the defense, the back end, the guys up front, the linebackers. So just, you know, can't get happy about it. Just gotta keep progressing and try to improve.
Can this be a historic good defense? I mean, the way you guys
I mean, I would say the guys in this locker room. That's kind of, you know, what guys think before every year. Just because that's who the guys that make up the team are. We want to be we want to be very good, but we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. We're just going to go to the next game. And it's kind of like when you're playing a game, you don't always look up at the score. You play as hard as you can and then look up at the end and see what it's like.
Do you have goals? Like, I mean, guys that have talked before about top five. Top three now? Or?
I mean, none of our goals are going to change throughout the year. We always set them high and try to reach those goals. And like I said, you can't just think about that and look at the stats after every game and see, okay, where are we now? You just got to play as hard as you can and try to make every play, everybody do their job, and play as well as you can on that one play and stack those up.